Richard, I am concerned, though, that if this is happening and if they have basically negated the deal, what's going to prohibit some of these world leaders to pull out their arsenal and start shooting again at these craft?
Well, they've been doing it intermittently all along, so I guess in some ways Star Nation could say, what else is new? But they're not just interested in a vacuum here. They want to move ahead, and they have indicated that it's in their interest and in Earth's interest to move to a new understanding, a new agreement. They don't want it, a vacuum, to last very long, and therefore, in the second update I've gotten from the Counselor for the Watchers, that they are now communicating directly with humans in various parts of the Earth in order to get ideas and feedback for what should go into a new agreement. They're going around existing governments because they have determined that all the major governments are pretty heavily infiltrated by cabal types. There aren't very many pure, very large governments out there. So they're going to go directly to the people in a grassroots way and make contact with a huge number of people, get their ideas and input into what they would like to see in an agreement between Star Nations and Earth, and put all that together, and then come to a new agreement. And they've indicated that since they do a bit of future viewing, if you will, that they can see where this is headed, that in the future there will be teams form of humans and star visitors that will deal with various areas, and they gave a couple examples, actually. Teams would be for specific missions and objectives that are determined by the Star Nations and by the unified human race, species, if you will. For example, in the area of medical technology, this joint Star Nations human team would coordinate understanding of technology as shared by members of the Star Nations and ensure that medical technology advances are distributed fairly so that, you know, the handful of big countries don't get them all, that the medical advances are spread around so that various areas of the world get a chance to develop these and market them, and so that we don't have the situation as we've had in the past where U.S. and U.K. and a couple of the other big players make all the advances and everybody else is shut out. Another example they've given of a joint Star Nations human team is, after this new understanding gets going, is they've heard already from many, many people that they want the healing of Earth to get accelerated. Things are so bad, they want this to be a great high urgency acceleration item. And the arrangement they have in mind is this, that as humans work to make needed changes to the environment to improve it, Star Nations will assist with energy work of their own. They call it energy stimulation. I don't have a very good human level explanation for it. But it'll basically be on a matching level. If humans get busy on a certain area, particularly the Zetas, who are some of the real worker force of the Star Nations, will contribute energy so that there will be a multiplication of efforts, and the healing of Earth and its environmental systems will accelerate much more rapidly than if humans had to do all the reversing of the damage by themselves.
So we're going to get some help, you're saying?
Yes, that's after this new understanding gets solidified. We're going to see those kinds of joint effort teams. One of their ethical principles is that they can't ride in like the 7th Cavalry and solve all our problems for us. They could, but it wouldn't be right. It's our planet, our culture. We need to take ownership and responsibility of doing it right. On the other hand, we've got serious difficulties and time is running out. And so they see it as ethically possible to operate in a cooperative way with us, while still giving us major responsibility, room to take major responsibility in straightening up our society and healing our planet.
Richard, do you see the future of this relationship with them and us as people as getting better and better?
Yes. For a while there, over the last year or two, the discussions that I was getting from council members there was a lot of back and forth about, you know, the teeter-totter, but as more and more people start to make a difference in our society, and I think if you look around carefully and the listeners look around carefully, they'll see that there are people stepping forward to make changes, to speak out against abuses and corruption and bad government and environmental destruction and violence and war and so forth. They've determined that with some help and emphasis and push and communication and encouragement from them, we can turn this thing around in time, that we're not a lost cause. So they did a little future viewing, if you will. Military guys aren't the only people that do remote viewing.
All right, so they give you a little glimpse of the future for us?
Yeah, they see these teams deployed and cooperatively working on various areas. We mentioned medical technology advances and environmental improvement, and there's many other areas we could get into. But this is going to be the future. I proposed to them that what we needed is a central repository for information, that a lot of the information that they've shared with us has gotten bottled up by these cabal types, and you know, it's been classified, and the public can't get at it and benefit from it.
Did they ever describe, Richard, what their craft looks like? I'm curious. You know, with so many different star nations, I mean, are they all the same?
No. They have a great variety of craft. You've seen the disc and the cigar shapes and the triangles and things that look like a top or an ice cream cone, circular, rhomboid, rectangular. They come in an even kind of diffuse energy, which I'm not clear if that's an ambient plasma field or whether the craft itself is kind of diffuse energy, but they come in a huge variety, just as on Earth, not all our airplanes look the same.